This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. Yes, one more day, and then the voting begins. One thing you have to say about this 2012 election, we've had some laughs.
For whatever reason, both campaigns have crunched the numbers, studied this election's metrics, and decided that the only electoral votes of consequence in 2012 are the 18 that reside in the great state of Ohio. While the rest of us are free to pursue work, family, and recreational interests, Ohioans must reconcile their role as this year's Le Precious.
Ohio as Gollum? Oh, John Stewart, surely you jest. Surely he jests. He's John Stewart, for heaven's sakes. Who's going to help us laugh at the long and arduous election year better than Liz Winstead, political satirist and co-creator of The Daily Show? Winstead's new stage show is called Bang the Dumb Slowly, The Long Road to the White House. She's right here in the studio. Liz, welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
So looking back on the campaign, the long, long campaign, aside from keeping the television news operations going with all those campaign ads, it certainly kept American comedy in business in a big way, a growth business.
Well, and you know, I was slightly afraid it was going to put us out of business because the media and the corporate media and the political system itself has become sort of almost too bizarre to even satirize. I don't know at what point you are assault. And I live in New York, and we don't get the crazy ads. But when I've been in Texas and I've been in other places or swing states where the news, somebody did a thing where they watched the local news, and out of the 45 ads, 45 of those ads were political ads. So I don't really understand it. And so I feel sorry for all y'all that are out there having to deal with the last final push.
And the polls seem to suggest that people are weary of it in those battleground states. You mentioned Texas, although they're not in play.
No, but
we have new listeners in Texas this morning, and I think they're as hungry to hear some of the bizarre stuff that people in Ohio and Iowa and Wisconsin and Colorado have been hearing for months now.
Well, Texas has been. I have been to Texas three times this year. I'm on this national tour for Planned Parenthood. And they have had some crazy legislation. They've had, you know, Rick Perry deny the federal matching funds. And I think there's a law in Texas that it's illegal to exfoliate at this point. I think they consider that some sort of cell removal. So the conservative nature of what's going on in Texas is crazy. But the polling, people are so obsessed with the polls. In fact, I was up by 7 this morning, and I got no media time, which was shocking. But I think that
so Liz Winstead is in
Liz
play.
Winstead
yeah,
is in play.
I surely doubt that. Let's go back over the memory lanes here and recall some of the sound bites that
yes.
certainly made so much difference. Here's Mitt Romney quite a while ago in August.
We have to make sure that the promises we make in Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare are promises we can keep. And there are various ways of doing that. One is we could raise taxes on people. That's not the way.
Corporations
are people, my friend. We can raise taxes on. Of course they are. Everything corporations earn ultimately goes to people. So where do you think it goes? Whose pockets? Whose pockets? People's pockets. Okay. Human beings, my friend.
A spontaneous moment for Mitt Romney. It seems like a million years ago, but it really was only August.
Well, that's
the end
what
of the
people
summer.
Forget. You know, and I just love the whole, if corporations are people, that should solve the abortion debate. If life begins at a corporation, then now we have an answer. Finally. But yet, no. But I just love that happens and that those kind of things, because Mitt Romney's disconnected, because he also said banks are people. At one point, also on a videotape, banks are people, and he was giving his plea for banks, saying, you know, banks, he actually said, banks feel like you feel. They're scared, like you're scared.
Although I'm surprised at how much Romney's statements have really resonated with enough people to keep him in the game here.
Well, when you look at how Romney, you look at those that came before him, you know, when you look at the choices, to me, there was no leaders from the Republican Party. You know, there wasn't like, oh, Dick Lugar's going to jump in the race or Kay Bailey Hutchinson's thinking about it. They had the fringy candidates. It was sort of like, oh, I've got a bunch of meat that's about to expire. Which will I pick to eat?
And, of course, you know, this guy stayed out of the race, which was, of course, crucial.
If Barack Obama opens up and gives his college records and applications, and if he gives his passport applications and records, I will give to a charity of his choice inner city children in Chicago, American Cancer Society, AIDS research, anything he wants, a check immediately for $5 million.
I mean, Donald Trump is a national treasure for American political comedians, yes?
Yes. In fact, what if Barack Obama released his transcripts and said, my charity is get rid of Donald Trump and wipe him off the face of the earth? I mean, I think Donald Trump has actually replaced bedbugs as America's number one pest, honestly.
Now, Liz Winston, I have to say that, yes, one of the things we've discovered here in America and at The Takeaway is that American political humor is completely leftist. And you're basically in the tank with the Democrats, period, the end. You never make fun of Obama.
He's a professor. We can't make fun of him. There are no jokes. He's a professor. He's too smart.
Come on. You guys are in the tank.
I know. We are so in the tank. I get checks from the Democratic Party. I mean, people just need to know that. You know, you tell the Obama administration how much they love it when I do jokes about his foreign policy and about drones and about not closing Gitmo. They don't love it so much when I'm on Twitter and I get, 300 retweets when I say, wow, it seems like drones and coal are part of Obama's spank bank. They don't like that. Can I say that on public radio?
Say that. Yes, you did. We're on the cutting edge here. One of the things I love about political campaigns is how they torture the language. This is absolutely my favorite moment.
And I went to my staff and I said, how come all the people for these jobs are all men? They said, well, these are the people that have the qualifications. And I said, well, gosh, can't we find some women that are also qualified? And so we took a concerted effort to go out and find women who had backgrounds that could be qualified to become members of our cabinet. I went to a number of women's groups and said, can you help us find folks? And they brought us whole binders full of women.
Whole binders full of women. Well, I mean, you can't fault Romney on that. He's just a bureaucrat.
Yeah.
Obama would have said the same thing.
Well, and what's so hilarious about it is, first of all, every woman heard the sexism and was like, wow, it seems to me that I guess if you got a graduate degree from Harvard and then, you help with the Olympics and you worked at Bain Capital, that you wouldn't run into any qualified women. Certainly, I can understand that. But then when it turns out that women's groups came to him with the binder, it wasn't even his, like, we're seeking out women. The disconnect is really vast. And I think that's like the biggest problem with the Romneys, he and Ann, and when she's trying to make it better and it only seems to be made worse by her saying things like, when we were in college, we had to sell stocks. And it's like, honey, I sold plasma and pot, truth be told. So it's like, what are you talking about?
And you're not
about?
Running for anything.
And I'm running
for
nothing. Oh, no, right. Honey. That reputation has taken me off the path.
All right, Liz, last question here. Maybe you're getting a little competition from some of these candidates. Listen.
This is the third time that Governor Romney and I have met recently. As some of you may have noticed, I had a lot more energy in our second debate. I felt really well rested after the nice long nap I had in the first debate.
All right, we got to go, Liz Winstead, but that's a pretty good line.
That's a great line.
Liz Winstead, co-creator of The Daily Show and political satirist, she might be writing for President Obama's comedy at the Al Smith dinner, but her new stage show is called Bang, the Dumb, Slowly, the Long Road to the White House.
Tonight.
It's great to have you. You're on tonight.
Tonight is the show, at the Gramercy Theater.
Whether you found it funny or painful, the campaign season is coming to an end. Where have you landed? What was the moment that landed you there? We'd love to have a story. Tell us yours at 877-8MYTAKE. Post to thetakeaway.org or follow us on Twitter for our latest episodes. I'm John Hockenberry. Tomorrow, the end of this game of votes. This is The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. The Takeaway is produced by WNYC and Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.